I have no disclosures to make regarding my travel here today, and on behalf of the nonprofit Global Healthy Living Foundation and its arthritis organization, Creaky Joints, I'd like to thank the FDA for its commitment to listening to a diverse set of stakeholders today. We are not scientists or doctors, we are patients. My name is Seth Ginsberg, co-founder of Creaky Joints and the Global Healthy Living Foundation, and I was diagnosed with spondyloarthritis at the age of 13. See, for patients, biosimilars represent hope as well as fear. Hope for expanded treatment options through a broader formulary, and fear of being switched from a drug that works to one they don't know, and not participating in the promised cost reductions. Our community is carefully processing these two emotions because biologics transform our lives. Whether it's Mariah from Colorado, who was able to finish her master and law degrees because of her medicine, or Cindy from Texas, who took one last road trip with her elderly father before he passed away. In addition, our community fears biosimilars could represent losing the biologic treatment they've searched years to find and worked tirelessly to gain access to. In the case of Brenda from North Dakota, a decade. I know, I've been to North Dakota, I've met Brenda, and I've celebrated her successes with her. A biosimilar may be essentially equivalent to a scientist or an insurance company, but it's not to the biologic patient whose life has been completely transformed from it. Nevertheless, at Creaky Joints, we are optimistic about biosimilars, and we look forward to seeing them in our therapeutic space where, through Arthritis Power, our PCORI-sponsored work as a patient-powered research network, we can and will track patient-reported outcomes. We encourage the FDA to look at ways to formally incorporate PCORI's patient-reported outcome data into post-market surveillance activities. It's been built. Let's use it. In order to achieve the promise originally intended by the BPCIA in 2010, we are addressing patient and physician confidence in our biosimilars. We believe the FDA and biosimilar manufacturers can support this effort by examining their supply chain and support services, creating unique naming and clear labeling, as well as interchangeability policy decisions that prevent payer-level switching for non-medical reasons. Although it's a controversial topic among the patient community, we support FDA's position to allow indication extrapolation. We understand that you can't have biosimilars without having extrapolation. It's needed in order to reduce cost and allow biosimilars to reach many more patients. Once this expanded access and savings is achieved, our hope is that more healthcare dollars will be allocated to innovative therapies. However, we respectfully oppose extrapolation when the mechanism of action for the extrapolated indication is not clearly understood or the drug is considered scientifically or therapeutically outdated. Science is only one part of biosimilar success. Use and satisfaction by the patients is where success will ultimately be measured. And Arthritis Power, our organization, and many others stand ready to measure that success. We'd like to thank the FDA for emphasizing the value of the patient perspective through public meetings such as this one, as well as yesterday's. And we continue to mobilize our patient community to create a better life for those who will benefit from biosimilars. Thank you very much.